This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bitar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
And here we go, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rashid Bitar. He really is in. He's on time. No traffic today. No camels in the way. Dr. Bitar, how are you, my friend?
That even rhymed. That was pretty cool.
Don't try this at home, folks. You get tongue-tied and need some arnica. So I like doing Advanced Medicine with you for all the reasons we have fun together, including the scientific reasons, because we actually utilize real science as our alibi, right, as opposed to the fake news and the fake science and all of this promoting agendas. And it's really interesting because just recently California, which is, you know, there's some crazy stuff that happens in California, granted. But, you know, one of the things, they're pretty environmentally aware, although it sometimes can get a little crazy. But they have this thing called Prop 65, I think it was. And you can sue on behalf of the people of California, a company that is polluting. Right? So it's a little bit of a protective mechanism. Now, that has been abused, but in this case, it's very interesting because they use the science and the fact that the World Health Organization has declared Monsanto's Roundup or glyphosate a possible cause of cancer, possible carcinogen. So somebody sued Monsanto and said, hey, you need to label it. And you know all the money in the world Monsanto has to fight this stuff. They were fighting and fighting and fighting, and it turns out they lost. They now have to label their Roundup as a cause of cancer. Oh, my gosh. So what do? They strategize. They get together. They figure it out. They start a new campaign, a new battle strategy. And here's the headline. Monsanto launches war on scientists because they say science will ruin their business. Stop with all the science. It's hurting our bottom line.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this is the last refuge of these scoundrels.
All I can say is next. What's the next story?
Well, yeah, you know, it reminds me, Dr. Bitar, of the Cirillini study on rats with glyphosate, right? Ingesting the glyphosate. Now, they do the study. Monsanto conducts the study for, what was it, like 3 weeks, 6 weeks, something like that? I don't know, Doc, if we remember that. But basically what Cirillini did was he did the same exact study, same design, same rats, everything. The parameters the same, except he extended the study out 2 years. It showed the rats all had cancer tumors. There was infertility. There was major birth defects. I mean, it was an absolute disaster. And then Monsanto claims it's a bogus study.
Right. The only difference was the duration, and that's exactly what the issue is. Because if you don't do something for long enough, you're not going to see the consequences. And that's what the issue was. They knew that it would make a marked difference after so many months. You know, whether it's a year necessary, I don't think it's probably even necessary to go a year, but it was markedly different between the duration, and that was the only variable, that 3 weeks versus whatever.
Yeah, I think it was good, 2 months to 2 years, yeah. And it's just funny that they've just come out and admitted it. Plain was like, we've failed on every other level, so now we've got to rail against science, right? And we've been railing at them for being unscientific, and now they're just going, we are. But that's our new rally cry.
Well, you know, it's interesting we were talking about glyphosate because I've been looking at glyphosate more recently, not from a medical reason, not from a scientific reason, but actually from an agriculture perspective because they are things that, you know, there's an advantage to getting rid of weeds, yes, and nobody's going to deny that, and there's an advantage of having grass that's growing and basically having bald areas of ground where you need to fertilize and to get grass growing, but sometimes the weeds overtake. So how do you deal with that? And I've been spending a lot of time, actually mostly on YouTube videos, looking at various combinations of things that will work to kill weeds. And these are things like magnesium sulfate with salt water, with oil of orange and apple cider vinegar, and these various concoctions. And they all work pretty good. The people doing their own little experiments. The difference is that within 2, 3, 4 weeks, the plant will start growing again, whereas with the glyphosate, it won't. So I started looking at the chemical structure of glyphosate. And it was actually interesting. The glyphosate is a mineral-based compound. It's not I thought it was a synthetic-based compound, but it's actually a mineral-based compound. But the key thing about glyphosate is that it persists. It stays in the plant. And the more I try to research, like how long, for example, the produce, if it gets into corn or gets into soybeans, how long does it actually stay in the plant? And is it frequent dosing that causes this problem where they're being used every 6 weeks or every 8 weeks? Or is it just one-time application will continue to have a residue, you know, over the next couple of years? And there is markedly deficient evidence of what the duration of glyphosate is. I know that in soil, if you test it 20 days or 30 days later, you won't see it in soil.
It's moved on in some way. It went somewhere.
Exactly. But where does it go, and how long does it stay there, more importantly? We know it's in the plant, but how long? For example, if it gets in a plant and now the tree grows and the tree puts out fruit, is the glyphosate still present in the fruit 20 years later?
Well, again,
questions they should be answering, and they haven't.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's a two-month study on rats, and everything's fine. And, of course, we know, you know, that's not a legitimate length of time to determine long-term effects, because what's the real-world scenario when you're putting this on and in everything? It's going to be on and in everything you eat, and it's going to be in you. So what's the impact over time? And that's where the science is legitimate versus a two-month, oh, look, it's all good, right? Because we know, exactly. We've talked about the brilliance of nature and the resilience of nature and our ability to adapt. And even having one or two things that are bad once in a while is not going to be devastating to you. It's the accumulation of all of these things over all of that time. And everybody's a little different. We have strengths and weaknesses. I've talked about my experience as the canary in the coal mine of Generation X, for instance. And that's why I was inspired to do what I did in my life to go this path. But, it doesn't mean that it'll have the same impact on someone that's my age, grown the same year, eating the same food. Like we've done, they've done studies, I think, on twins, right? And not everybody's identical, even if they're twins.
That's one of the things that, how does it affect the same family, same siblings, but in a different manner? And these are the types of questions that should be answered, they should be looking at. You're exactly right.
Yeah, well, exactly. So let's move on from this, because there's not much more, as you said, there's not much more we can say about it. But we did have a question of the day come in. This said Robert and Dr. Bitar. This is from Kelly. She says she used IV vitamin C for 1 year in the hopes that it would help her cancer. She has stage 4 lung cancer. I am not, nor was I ever, a smoker. The vitamin C did not help. I never had one clear scan during the treatment year. Although I don't regret trying it, it certainly didn't do a thing for me. What can you say about IV vitamin C and the health potential benefits? P.S., she says, I love your show and listen the following day via iTunes. Keep up the good work. So it's tomorrow already when you're listening there, Kelly, but we've already answered it yesterday, but it's not old news. Go ahead, Dr. Bitar.
Well, first of all, there's so much that can be said about this. The first thing is that she said that she has stage 4 lung cancer. She's not a smoker. It did not help. She had one clear scan. She had never had one clear scan during the treatment year. Now, here's the thing. She's got stage 4 lung cancer. She's still here. She's still thriving to us. She's still talking. So how can you say it didn't do any help? That's the first question. Second thing, vitamin C is, nobody has ever said that vitamin C will cure cancer. Anybody who says that, they're irresponsible. Nobody has said, in fact, Robert, you know from my cancer DVD, we don't say anything cures cancer. Cancer is a metabolic disarray. Cancer is a stagnation of energy, stagnation of lymphatics, stagnation of flow. Cancer is an emotional, psychological, traumatic stagnation. There are so many aspects of cancer. To say that vitamin C or any other IV treatment would fix it, it's irresponsible to even think that way. Is your body in a pro-oxidative stress or in a high in oxidative stress? Absolutely. Otherwise, you wouldn't have cancer. Oxidation will lead to cancer. Mm-hmm. Is vitamin C an antioxidant? Yes. So it's helping to negate that. That's like saying heavy metals cause cancer. No, heavy metals don't cause cancer, but heavy metals increase oxidation, which increases the burden on the body. So now you want to remove the metals so the body has less burden, so the immune system can do what it needs to do. Because if you have metals on the body, in the body, then it's causing a suppression of your immune system, and the burden that the body has to carry on top of the cancer and the metals and the persistent organic pollutants and the lack of vitamin C and the lack of nutrients, et cetera, et cetera. So people need to start understanding that, you know, this lady, I'm so glad that she listens to our show, and hopefully she's going to take this in a constructive manner. I'm not trying to attack her. But
you should have heard me last hour, Dr. Pratar. I haven't had much sleep lately because we've been on the road, and I'm like Punchy McStuffins. Liam nicknamed me that when I don't get much sleep. And I was just railing on a naturopath that I've never met, but she was just – it seemingly struck me wrong. So you're actually being quite kind.
Well, that's exactly right. And what I wanted to say was – and I'm glad you prefaced that for me. You're like sugarcoating it for me, Robert, and I appreciate you doing that. But the thing is that my desire here is for this lady to understand that the vitamin C is not going to give you a benefit of scan positive, now scans negative, and nothing showing up. That's not the type of benefit that vitamin C is going to give you. Vitamin C is going to give your body, it's one of the few vitamins that the body can't produce itself. That, in fact, a lack of vitamin C will cause rickets at a young age. That's why people walk bow-legged, et cetera, et cetera. So vitamin C is necessary to help the body. Vitamin C is necessary for life, but it's one of the few things the body can't create itself. So to take vitamin C when your body is in severe duress in the state of cancer, for example, is a very big benefit. Just because you can't see a scan go becoming negative doesn't mean it's not benefiting you. And but the fact that she's got stage four and she's still talking to us and alive a year later, it obviously had to have done
something. Something good happened. And you know, this is also the magic bullet syndrome, too, that when you think that, you know, you'll read Linus Pauling, you'll think that's it, that's all you need to do. You know, even as much as I'm, you know, a supporter of silver based on the science, and I've talked even with Ty's Truth About Cancer series, I did mention offhand at one point, hey, you know, if you nebulize silver into the lungs, of course, silver does have oncolytic properties because of the electrical charge in the cancer cells not having a defense against it. I didn't say it's the cure for lung cancer. There's a distinction because when we talk about deficiencies, toxicity, and we've said selenium does it micrograms, what C takes grams to do. So there's other things involved really for remediation.
That's a very important point. And that's one reason, Robert, I don't talk about selenium or vitamin C or silver or any of these things, because I know that when people hear me say something, they hear what they want to hear. So I say X. They jump on X.
Yes,
and that's one reason I don't.
Dr. Pratar said so.
Yes.
All right, well,
that's
we like...
the reason I talk about the philosophy.
Yes, exactly. Fundamental philosophy. Go read the international best-selling book if you're a new listener, especially The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. It'll get you up to speed on the philosophy, the fundamental concepts that would integrate a C in this case, but would not look at it as the only thing that should have cured it, so to speak. All right, we got a lot more advanced medicine to go. We have another question of the day coming up as well. Stick with us.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is going to medicalrewind.com. Hundreds and hundreds of hours, years of broadcasts that Dr. Bitar and I have done together. And it just stunning information. I don't think anything has ever gone bad yet. So we got a pretty good track record there. Go to medicalrewind.com. Of course, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, GCN, our syndicator has it right away. And, of course, robertscottbell.com and SoundCloud. And our friends across the pond at UK and UKHealthRadio.com. Dr. Bitar, did you have any follow-up on the whole cancer discussion? Because it was great the way perspective is in order, and of course the funny thing is if Dr. Bitar says it, people will hear it their own way, so I like to temper it too.
Yeah, no, and that's the whole thing that, Robert, I wanted to just make sure that we were very clear that the reason that I talk about, let's say that I did have a magic bullet, and that we have mm-hmm. certain things that I believe are magic bullets, but I never talk about that, and the reason is because if you say something a magic bullet, and even if it is really a magic bullet, the hierarchy will shut it down. So you always have to talk about the philosophy. And the philosophy is simple. You detox the body, you give the body what it needs, you help the immune system increase, you reduce oxidative stress, you allow the body to get back into the same state as it was meant to be. Because as we've talked about, you've talked about this, I've talked about this, many doctors that believe in our type of philosophy have said the body has an innate intelligence to heal itself. So we have to remember that it's not a vitamin C or selenium or silver or any of these other things. They all are going to help, and that's why we use them, and that's why we talk about them. But it's a total combination of different things that allow the system to go awry, and that's what the whole issue with cancer is, that we want to get it rebalanced. So remember that it's no one panacea, and if anybody who claims that there's a panacea, they're selling you, you know, swampland. There are many things that are going to help, and there are protocols that we've been working on, from intravenous to oral to all sorts of different things. But there's no one magic bullet. But don't think that just because you took vitamin C or one of these other things that it didn't do you benefit. It did do you benefit. Just because you can't measure it, you can't feel it, doesn't mean it didn't benefit you.
Exactly. And, of course, if you didn't do chemo and radiation, now you're not having to recover, if you're still alive from those things, and rebuild, because it's not only the initial cancer, it's the toxic treatments that burden your system that you have to survive. And, of course, vitamin C, you don't have to survive, right? There's not a negative impact in that context. And so you've done yourself a favor by doing that, but it doesn't sound at all, Kelly, like it's comprehensive enough. So perspective is in order there. I think that was good.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Thank you for making that point, Robert, because that's exactly it. Perspective is key.
Yep. So here we go. Let's move into ALS, which is, again, another neurological degradation scenario. We've talked mercury over the years. But what about the issue of constant beatings? Like, you know, a football player, Dwight Clark, famous San Francisco 49er football player, revealed Sunday that he has Lou Gehrig's disease, and he suspects the beating he took as a football player may have caused the illness.
Well, it's a very similar thing to boxers and, you know, this adult onset dementia that's caused due to recurrent trauma to the brain. There's many components. See, we tend to box a diagnosis. We come up with these different symptoms and we label these symptoms and then we treat the symptoms with this label that we've just given it. Mm-hmm. So we don't treat the problem. Now, is it possible, just like, for example, mercury will reduce your immune system, and then you could end up getting cancer. You could end up getting some type of immune deficiency. You can have mitochondrial dysfunction. You can have neurological disorder. You can have all these different things. But it was mercury that caused this problem. But they're all different labels. And in modern medicine, we treat them all differently with a different type of drug. What we have to understand is when we're dealing with something like this story, for example, any type of blunt trauma, recurrent blunt trauma to the brain, as in football, as in boxing, can mm-hmm. cause many various types of neurological injuries that would then be manifested as we take the label and we look at the symptoms and we put the label on the symptoms and we treat the label. It can be Parkinson's, it can be ALS, it can be
MS.
Dementia, it can be whatever. Yeah. MS, exactly, myasthenia gravis, whatever it is. So the point is, again, you know, it kind of ties right back into the last question about the cancer.
Right.
We want to remember
right.
that there is oxidative stress on the brain. Traumatic injury increases the resources that the brain needs to recover. It's increasing inflammation. It's exacerbating the already existing pollutions there, whether it's mercury, aluminum, whatever else. It's causing a greater burden. It's creating a greater burden for the body to have to negate. So mm-hmm. it's adding insult to injury. And so to remember that component and understand that these are all accumulative traumas that are
sure.
occurring, whether it's microscopic, macroscopic, nutritional, immune, whatever it is.
Right. And by the way, I don't know if you saw that movie Concussion with Will Smith playing that doctor. It was all about the NFL. And they had identified that if you got a concussion and you allowed full recovery, you didn't have this likelihood of the chronic degradation. It was the repeated hit without recovery, which makes sense. I mean, it's common sense in effect. Also, CBD, a lot of research being done into this neuroprotective, neuroregenerative. But once again, these are not panaceas. We got to recover in totality.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Advanced medicine happening each and every week here. The Robert Scott Bell Show, rocking the health world. Dr. Rasha Bitar with us, advanced medicine Mondays typically we like to do together. And, of course, you can catch up the archives. Just go to medicalrewind.com. Very easy to find that there. All right, folks, we got questions of the day coming in, and this one just happened right as we went to air, Dr. Bitar, so I barely had time to send it to you, but it's from a really good friend of ours, Shelley. She writes in about her son. She's got a specific issue. He's 11, tested high for barium since they moved into their new home, I think, about a year or so ago. I'm not sure exactly when, but his son has autism, recovered. They've been working to recover him for about 7-8 years now, I guess. Yeah. And she says, we have removed lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, antimony, and aluminum from his body successfully. I don't know how they know that for sure. That's a good question to ask you.
Yeah. Well, here, let's stop here just for a second. We know
sure.
It's not successful because if they've been treating since 2009, it's 2017. That's 8 years. He's 11 years old. He would have been 3 years old. I don't have a single child that was 2 or 3 or 4 years old or even 5 years old that we have treated that is not today totally neurotypic within a year, 2 years, 3 years max. So we know it wasn't done successfully. That's right.
Okay.
There.
So the evidence that you don't have that would you say a full remediation recovery? How would you describe it at the age that they would have started through this? Then what would it indicate is necessary? Because the focus of her question is mostly on barium, which is an interesting substance, but I don't know that it would cause this kind of devastation on an ongoing basis. At what level, I'm not sure. So,
well, if you read the email again, if we look at it from a sleuth perspective, as a solving a mystery perspective, this issue with barium happened about a year ago. They're treating the child for 8 years for autism. Now, in the last year, there's a high amount of barium, and they're focusing on that. Do you think that they're focusing on the right thing, Robert? I mean, I'm not trying to be harsh, but look at where their attention is going. Barium is not going to cause anything to do with neurological onset. Is barium necessarily good for a person in large volumes? No, it's not. But the focus, why is the focus on something that became an issue a year ago? Because the autism wasn't a year ago, or 2 years ago, or 5 years ago, or 6 years ago. It was 8 years ago they started the treatment. So why are they looking at that? And then to say that we successfully treated lead and mercury, no, you didn't. Because if you did, you wouldn't be having this question.
So what might give her the impression that it was successful? I mean, would it be a doctor's opinion at that point? Would they have read a lab report to say, we've done it, we've achieved that, let's move on?
Okay, that is an awesome question. And I'm glad you brought it up again. You set me up so beautifully, Robert. I know you did it for purpose, so I really appreciate that. Okay, so when we measured these things and we see high levels, like barium, for example, the normal tendency is for us to go, oh, my God, that's high. What do we need to do about it? But it's high because the body's getting rid of it. So that's you shouldn't worry about it because it's high. It's coming out. Those tests don't show us what's in our body. They show us what is coming out. Those tests are measuring the output, and that's what we are able to measure, the output. And we're not measuring the amount in the body. We don't know what's in the body. The only way to do measurements of the body is doing mass spectroscopy or biopsies. That's the only way to do it. Otherwise, all you can measure is what we're pulling out. So when you do lead and mercury and cadmium, and see, the key word was that she's seeing a biomedical doctor, and they don't understand this, right? I'm just telling you, they don't understand this. This is they do probably more disservice to the autism community than any group. This is the reason that when Dr. Rimland, before he died, was I talked to Autism One. Autism One, not Autism One. What's the other one? Dan.
Okay.
Dr. Rimland was a director of Dan. Long story short, I wasn't a part of Dan. Dan wanted me to sign their consensus statement, which I refused to. But they named me in the consensus statement 17 times. I was the only doctor that they named in the consensus statement 17 times that nobody else was even mentioned by name. But I refused to sign it because everything that they said was absolutely incorrect. Mercury causes denudation of the neurofibrils. Nothing else does. This email, when you read it, everything this lady says, you can see where the problem is. We successfully treated lead, mercury, arsenic, cadmium, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that means that they looked at the test and said, oh, the levels are low, so that's not the issue, or we've reduced it. No, the reason they're low is because they're still in the body, because a normal, neurotypic, healthy child has very high levels of mercury coming out in their hair. Because it's coming out. That's why they're eliminating it. We all have mercury. It's the ones that can't get rid of it that end up having the autism, the dementia, the Alzheimer's, et cetera, et cetera. So the issue is, and now the problem is the kid's 11 years old. So his window, the way you can get full neurological recovery, is rapidly closing if it's not already closed.
So we got to really work toward what? I mean, the biomedical doctors, is it too much to generalize to say that they wouldn't do it, an intense challenge test to kind of force the body to dump mercury to show, hey, there it is. We really still have to get it out.
You see, the problem, that's right. The problem is biomedical. They're looking at the gut and the liver and the this and the that, and all that stuff is important. Mm-hmm. But until you get rid of the thing that's stopping the metabolism from working, you can spend the rest of your life trying to work on the gut. It's not going to work because the mercury's shutting the whole system down. You can work on the whole, you know, on the liver and the drainage. You know this, Robert. All the other stuff. If you have to get it all working. But if you have the one thing that's causing a damage, it's like saying, hey, I'm going to work on getting this fire put out, and I'm going to make sure that I do moats around so the fire can't spread, and make sure I get rid of all the wood and the get rid of all the dry grass, and make sure I have extinguishers and this and that and blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, if you don't stop the fuel from fueling that fire, the gasoline pipe that's burst that's fueling that fire, you can do all this other stuff. It's not going to work.
Yeah, well, very profound points. And, Shelley, you know, we love you and your family. You're doing great work out there. You have a store that helps with so many people. But you asked for insight, and I think you got it. If there's anything more we can do, just definitely reach out, let me know. And in the meantime, again, I think pointed insights, and there is a sense of urgency. As you said, the earlier you get to a child, the more total success of that is potential that is available to that child.
I'm not trying to defend anybody or especially myself, but the reason I get so animated, you know it, maybe other people don't, maybe they misunderstand, but every time I hear something like this, I see a child that can be better, especially when parents genuinely are on the
right track.
And they know the mental stuff. They're on the right track, but it's frustrating because it's almost like you're moving in the right direction, but you're going down the wrong path in the right direction. It's frustrating. It's frustrating because I know what is the opposite side, what can happen. We've seen it over. You've seen hundreds of kids, if not. We've got over 2,600 that we've treated in our own clinics. I mean, that's over 2,000 kids that are effectively today, they're neurotypic. So when I hear another child, it's like pouring salt in the wound because you start seeing that all.
No, you almost take it personally because I know you've dedicated your life to this because of your own son. I mean, that was your deal with God. I mean, that's where this thing started.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. Abby's 18 now. You know, I'm not going to talk about it in the air.
No. That's cool. But people have been listening to us for years and you for years, and Shelley has too. So this is great insight. I appreciate that. Now, it's interesting. There's a story out of Medical News Today that says there's a new biochemical test, talking about biomedical, that actually, they say, accurately diagnoses autism in children. I don't know if this is true or not, but what's the point if they're not going to do, as you said, remove the fuel from the fire? They're saying that their tools that they have is identifying it. 97.6% of the children that had bad autism, 96.1% of those who were neurotypical. I'm not sure what this thing is that they're doing, because they talk about two metabolic processes that they're using, the folate-dependent one-carbon, FOCM, metabolism, and the transsulfuration pathways, TS pathways. And that's what they're measuring, metabolite concentrations resulting from those two metabolic processes.
And both those processes, along with many other processes, like the methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase enzyme deficiency, like the glutathione S-transferase issue, there's so many different, like the APOE components that was done by in Christchurch, New Zealand, all the studies where they published showing the APOE, which is actually a cardiovascular marker, looking at the 2, 3, and 4. You know what I'm talking about? The alleles where APOE 2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4 is the worst for excreting mercury. 2, 2 is the best natural, no problems with excreting mercury. All these different things, it's all to do with mercury metabolism. It's all to do with how well the body can get rid of mercury. And other metals too. Lead is one of those, cadmium, some of the other ones. They're all important to get rid of, but mercury is the only one that causes denudation of the neurofibrils. Why is it that in private closed-door sessions with the Centers for Disease Control, when I ask them of their whole list of all their concerns and all their fluorinated hydrocarbons and organophosphates and toluenes and benzenes and all these different chemicals, when I ask them, unclosed doors, the head of the toxicology division at the CDC, what is your number one public health concern right now? And this is in 2004, and the guy looks at me, like, okay, are you recording this? And I'm like, no, I'm just genuinely concerned, you know, genuinely asking, because I'm thinking it's going to be one of the fluorinated hydrocarbons for cancer. And he says, mercury. He said, I'll never admit it in public, but our concern, number one public concern, is mercury. Now, this is the problem. This is the reason my focus has been on mercury, not just this reason, but because mercury is the only thing that we've seen visual documentation from the University of Calgary study of the denudation of the neurofibrils that's caused by mercury. You know, the snail video that I'm talking about. You've seen it, right, Robert? It's on our DVD. I mean, nothing else causes that. Nothing. Even though the studies have shown that lead decreases IQ, lead doesn't cause denudation in your fibrils.
Yeah.
The brain tissue.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say the higher mammalian species, the brain tissue literally disintegrates within minutes when exposed to mercury, and not even direct contact, just in the general vicinity.
Right.
And if anybody doesn't believe me, go on Google, Google Mercury Video University Calgary. Or you can join the IADFW. We've got a whole documentary on mercury. We've got another one coming out that hasn't even been published. In fact, Robert, you were on it, and Ty was on it. There's so much out there about mercury causing the denudation in the neurofibroids. Everything else is secondary.
Sure, and here's a secondary but an important thing. There's a story here, and we've got about a minute before break, but Green Med Info published through more scientific evidence that cholesterol, it's all good. There's no such thing as bad cholesterol. Like, these are lies that are told to us by those who have drugs to reduce it, so it has to become bad, or else why would you use a drug for it? If it's good, if it's helpful, right? And more evidence, it's like one of those I told you so segments.
Absolutely, absolutely. All cholesterol is good, and very simply, without cholesterol, your body would not be what it is. You would be an organic heap of mush.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for cholesterol, we wouldn't have any sex hormones. We wouldn't have cell membrane integrity. It's amazing how important cholesterol is.
Yeah, and it plays right along with what we talk about, brain neurological health. It's, like you said, we don't say it's only one thing. It's all of these things. But if you go on a statin and reduce something that protects your brain, what do you expect is going to happen? Dementia. And, of course, the mercury that's already there will be even worse. All right, folks, we've got to detox some more. We're going to find out what it's like to do something at 70 on 7 continents in 7 days. Talk about someone who's an inspiration.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7000. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Loving the interaction from our listeners. Writing in at robertscottbell.com. Real easy. Go to robertscottbell.com. Submit a question or comment. Beautifully done. And then you can always call, leave a message when we're off the air, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. By the way, those of you who want the Echo Water System, they got the Echo 9 Ultra H2 machine available, pre-order, and they've got a finance program, so it could be like $25 a month. So you don't have to come out with $2,500 cash all at once, Victor, who commented on Facebook anyway. All right, so with that, where do we go from here? I think inspiration. We've talked about exercise, movement. I've covered stories where, you know, the mere act of exercising is enough to create health and healing that are overcoming obstacles that they're not even addressing in other areas of their life. I would say you don't want to ignore the mercury issue, but my gosh, if you exercise, you have so much more resilience to tolerate the things that have happened on this planet. Would you agree with that statement to some degree or totally?
Yeah, I would agree with that, absolutely.
Yeah, so we have an inspirational story that I read. I was like, this is made up. This has got to be fake. I've never heard of this. But a woman who is 70 years old, her name is Chow Smith, Asian descent from, I guess, Indochina, Vietnam area. Yeah, her father was killed during the French occupation of Vietnam during the First Indochina War. She was born in
China. Usually refers to China, Vietnam
area.
Cambodian area. Yeah.
Right, so the French were in there first before the Americans went in. And her father was killed, and in 1947 she was born. Her mother went into hiding for 3 years, didn't even tell anybody that she was alive for 3 years, so they think she's 67, she's actually 70. And she said she wanted to do something special for her 70th birthday. What was on her bucket list? She said something called the 777 Quest, something I've never heard of. She decided she wanted to run 7 marathons in 7 days on 7 continents, all 7 continents, and she did. Dr. Batarian, this puts anything that I've done to shame for sure. She ran in Perth, Australia, Cairo, Amsterdam, Singapore, New York, Chile, and King George Island on Antarctica. And this was in January. Obviously, Southern Hemisphere is the summer in January.
So I think that each one of us needs to label with one word what they think this is. So let's start with Super Don. How would you label this, Super Don? What would you label this? Because I already know my label.
to describe this story or this woman?
Yeah, this woman, what she did. I mean, you know, what, like some people say inspirational, motivation. What, I mean, what, use one word. What would you say it is?
It's amazing to me.
Amazing? Okay, Robert, what did you say?
You know, part of me wants to say crazy, honestly, because it's such brutality for your body that is like,
that's,
you know,
exactly what I want to say. I want to say insane.
Okay, all right. So you're thinking, I mean, I'm still inspired by this woman. She survived it, but my gosh, I don't think anybody's going to go, well, I hope nobody's going to say, I want to do that tomorrow. But my gosh, you know, we've talked about the brutality of intense endurance athletes depleting minerals to the point where they die of a heart attack, for instance, because it's such brutality. But you have to know what you're doing. And this lady, I look at it, hats off to her. She's wearing a hat in Antarctica. But my gosh, I don't want everybody to just say, yeah, that's what I want to do.
I would say that those children that wanted to come and see us at the Natural News Expo and Natural Health.
The Health Freedom Expo?
Disney World?
Yeah.
Right. Instead of going to Disney World, and I said that I would recommend they see a psychiatrist immediately.
Yes.
That's what I would recommend for this lady, because that is insane. Putting everything else aside and how motivational, inspiration, no. It's insane. That is just, I mean, when you read it to me, I heard the marathon, you know, and then I thought, okay, she ran seven marathons. Then I was like, seven marathons in seven continents. Okay, that's pretty impressive. Seven marathons in seven continents in 7 days? Okay, that's just crossed. That's just crossing to the insanity point.
Right. Like you said, I don't know. I mean, you talk about the runners that are distance runners, like from Kenya. I mean, there's certainly physiological advantages, certain body types. We recognize that. I don't know, a little lady from Indochina or Vietnam to do this at the age of 70. Still, it's amazing what the human body can do, but I hope that she is remineralizing so that she doesn't drop dead suddenly of a heart attack shortly thereafter.
Well, this is one other thing. Besides how insane that is, it does show others the capability and the extent of how incredible the human body was designed.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
I bet you could take machines and run them in those different environments for that long.
You're right.
7 days in a row. Heavy duty equipment and tractors or whatever. They would, from Antarctica to Chile to whatever, you know, those machines wouldn't be able to tolerate that type of temperature variance.
No, it's impressive. You said the creation is amazing. Again, we have to be responsible about this. I'm still going to go, wow. But at the same time, I'm not going to be inspired to do it myself, but it does show what may be possible. Remember, take a lot of arnica. Make sure you got your magnesium and all your other minerals, because they will deplete when you brutalize your body that much. All right, folks, another great advanced medicine segment out of the way, because we got them for you, and the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar power generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.